礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他从复印机房出来，正好遇到美国同事 Amy。
Hi, Chen Hao. How are you today?
出于礼貌啊，我也许应该说 I'm fine. 不，实际上我正在气头上呢。
What's wrong?
马上要开会，我来复印一些资料，结果复印纸一张都没了，也不知道谁用完的，也不给续上。
That happens all too often, and it is aggravating, especially when you are short on time, which I guess you are.
不仅如此啊，复印室里乱七八糟，剪刀、钉书机，什么都找不到，地上还到处都是纸。
This might be a good subject to bring up at our next team meeting. It's hard to work together successfully if we aren't considerate of one another.
要说呀，在办公室里只顾自己不顾别人的事情，我能说出一箩筐呢。
I bet we all could. But I would like to see you propose what actions people could take to create harmony and facilitate a good working environment.
你说的没错，光抱怨没用，得提出些积极的建议。我得赶紧去把这些资料印了，马上要开会了，一会儿午饭时候见啊。
陈豪中午跟 Amy 一起吃饭。
So, Chen Hao, tell me what other issues are on your mind?
我觉得办公室里啊，有些人做事从来不考虑别人。在我前面最后一个用复印机的人，肯定是因为办公室里的纸都用光了，所以才没有把纸加满。
It shouldn't matter how urgent your project is. The considerate thing is to let someone know about the problem, even if you don't have the time or ability to solve it.
对呀，没时间，你起码可以通知办公室的主管，找别人把纸加上。还有啊，用完了剪刀和钉书机，应该马上放回原处嘛。
You are right.It's everyone's job to clean up after themselves and put things back where they belong.
另外还有，不管是谁用完复印机，都应该把复印机的设置复原，这样能省别人很多麻烦。这点要求不算过分吧？
Not at all. You are learning by experience the steps you can take to make your coworkers' jobs easier and more productive. Everyone benefits when we work together.
那你说，下次办公室开会我们要提出哪些建议呢？
We should ask to have time on the agenda for discussing copy room issues. The three most important would be 1. Refill the paper tray when you finish a job. 2. If there is no more paper, let the appropriate person know. And 3. Put things back where they belong.